Let's turn to First John.
约翰一书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Let's read the first chapter, verse 1 through 4.
第一章的第一到第四节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What we have seen and heard,We proclaim to you also, so that you too may have a fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And so Chinese translation says, these things we write so that your joy may be made complete.
我们中文的翻译是指这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
So there's another translation like NSB says, our joy
may be
made complete.
美国新版的翻译里面是指我们的喜乐满足。
So these two renderings are all correct.
这两个翻译都是对的。
One leads to the another.
都相关。
So and so let's turn to chapter 2.
第二章。
And let's read from 15 to 27.
从第十五节到第二十七节。
Do not love the world, nor things in the world,If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but it is from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And the world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the word of God lives forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour.
小子们呢、啊、如今是末时呢你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us.
他们从我们中间出去却不是属我们的若是属我们的就必仍旧与我们同在他们出去显明乃不是属都不是属我们的
Verse 20 But you have an anointing from the Holy One and you all know
你们从那圣者受了恩膏并且知道这一切的事
I've not written to you because you do not know the truth but because you do know itAnd because no lie is of the truth.
我写信给你们，不是因为你们不知道真理，正是因为你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。
Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son.
谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认识基督耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。
Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses Son has the Father also.
凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. What you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
论到你们，我要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的常存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
26. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you.
Skip 25. 第26节，我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for everyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我们现在读经就展示到这里。
So let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Father God, we want to thank and praise your name in this morning.
天父，我们愿意今天早晨一同来赞美你的名。
Because we are invited this morning to see your Son, to render him the honor and glory.
因为今天早晨我们被邀请来到这里来看你的儿子，并把一切的荣耀赞美都归给他。
Because no man can come to the Lord except the Father draws him.
因为除了父吸引，没有人能够来到你面前。
So Father, we want to give this hour in your hand. We ask you to open our eyes, open our ears, so that we can see and hear our Lord Jesus.
Father, 我们求你这个时候就开启我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见，能够看见我们的主耶稣。
May the Holy Spirit teach us about all things for Christ Jesus.
愿以圣灵来引教导我们，使我们明白关于基督一切的事。
Fill our heart with joy of knowing the Lord.
把我们心中充满喜乐，因为我们认识了我们的主。
In Jesus' holy name, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we'd like to continue our sharing, that is the fellowship with God in the light.
我们还需要来，我们这次又开始。继续来我们前面的分享，就是在光中与神相交。
So this word fellowship we'll meditate upon.
这个关于相交这个词，我们一直在寻索思考。
Because John says here in chapter 1, in the very beginning, he says that we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you too may have fellowship with us.And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with Son, Jesus Christ.
就像约翰一书第一章所讲的，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So that our joy, your joy, may be made complete.
这样做就使你们的喜乐、我们的喜乐充足。
So this is a very important.Topic to for us to meditate.
这乃是一个非常重要的题目，是我们可以应该更深入去思考。
It is the purpose of God.
这乃是神的旨意。
Why He created universe? Why He created you and me?
为什么他创造宇宙万物？为什么创造了你和我
？Is to have a fellowship with us.
乃是要与我们相交。
This is a secret.
这是一个奥秘。
And through this fellowship, our joy may.Be made full.
借着这个彼此的相交，我们的喜乐就充足了。
So, the past few days when we studied the Bible, we all come upon the message about Christian life actually full of suffering, hardship, and self-denial, and taking up the cross to follow the Lord.
在前面的几天里面，我们在查圣经的时候，我们都 不断的遇到这个同一个主题，就是基督徒的生活乃是充满了苦难、逼迫，还有要背十字架来跟随我们的主。
And the last man of fellowship at my house, in the morning we had a few young people there to fellowship on this message by Watchman Nee.
在我们家中有一个马拉的那个早晨青少年的那个。 查读书聚会，我们一同来查那个尼弟兄这本书，一本书。
It's called Spiritual Man, and we read through the portion. He says that Christian life is actually full of warfare.
在这本书里面，这本书的名字叫做《属灵人》，在其中的一个部分，他弟兄讲到，基督徒的生活乃是充满了属灵的征战。And
it was full of hardship.
充满了苦难,
full of persecution,
充满了逼迫,
and so upon reading that, and my wife commented, she said, "Oh, Christian life sounds so depressing."
在读到这些的时候，我的妻子这样感叹的说， "Wow, 基督徒的一生充满了非常压抑."
But you know, in John, yes, from outside, we're facing all these persecutions and hardship difficulties.
确实在外表我们确实是经历了苦难、逼迫所有这一切的事。
So if your life is still very peaceful, joyful, everybody is happy with you and you're happy with anybody else, that means you're still an infant in your Christian life.
假如说 你觉得你自己的生活是充满了喜乐、平安，什么都非常好，你好，我好，他好，那么你还是在基督徒的这个婴孩的阶段。But
thank the Lord, despite of all these difficulties, that Christians have this joy in our heart that cannot be taken away.
但是感谢主啊，即使我们在各种逼迫和苦难的里面。 基督徒仍然可以在主的里面充满了喜乐。Because
that is in this deep fellowship with the Lord and with the Father that the joy, our joys, always filling our hearts.
这乃是在一个与主、与父和子更深的交通的里面，我们内心深处所发出来的喜乐。Again,
it is the purpose of God's creation.
这个乃是神创造的目的。
Why God created us in His image?
为什么神创造我们要按照他形象造我们呢？
So this book is very precious to me.
所以这本书对我来说是非常宝贵的。
So that we can learn how to have a fellowship with the Father, with His Son in the light.
使我们借着这本书可以明白怎么样在光明中 与父与子相交。
So we share that in this book that we can divide it by four sessions.
我们都知道这本书可以把它分成四段。
It talks about first fellowship with God in the light.
第一，他讲到我们在光明中与父相交。
Second portion, it talks about to have fellowship with God in the life.
那么第二段呢，是在 生命的里面与父相交。
Now third session is that to have fellowship with God in love.
第三段是在爱中与神相交。
And the last one is to have a fellowship with God in God's testimony.
第四段乃是讲到在神的见证中与神相交。
So we mentioned that in the light, the fellowship with God in the light, there's five portions, five subsessions.
那么第一节，第一段呢，我们与父在与神在光明中相交，又可以分成五个小节。
So as we have fellowship with God in the light, that the first thing we mention is that our sins will be forgiven by the blood of Lord Jesus.
第一点，当我们在光明中与神相交的，与神相交的时候，主的血就接近了我们的一切的罪。
So not only every time, not only that the first time when we believe in the Lord, our sins are forgiven, but actually, blood of Jesus is every day as we have fellowship with God, that we need the blood of Jesus to cleanse us.
耶稣的血不光是在我们受相信他接受他为救主的时候就接近我们的罪，而且就是在每一天我们与他相交，在光明中与他相交的时候，他也持续不断地接近我们一切的罪。
So under his light, that's when we will say sorry to our spouse, to our children, to your parents, to your bond sisters, because if we fellowship with God, then in the light that we can see ourselves, our sins, and we can confess our sins, and blood of Lord Jesus will cleanse us.
当我们在光明中与神相交、父相交的时候，我们就看见我们自己的罪，我们就会向自己的妻子、孩子、弟兄姊妹认罪啊。神的血就神的主的血就接近我们。
Now, second point we mentioned is that in the light that we would know God by obedience.
这第二个小点就是我们在光中的时候，我们就来顺服神。
Because we love God, that we want to obey Him, and through obedience we may know the Lord.
就是借着我们在光中与神相交，我们就认识他，我们就知道。来顺服他，来更多的认识我们的主。
So Christian knowledge of God is not head knowledge.
我们知道神基督徒对神的认识不是理智上的认识。
It is accumulated through the obedience to Lord's commandments.
乃是借着顺服神的旨诫命来累积的认识。
Again, the John says because of love that.God's commandments are not burdensome.
约翰说我们爱主，所以就发现神的诫命不是那么难守的。
So through this obedience, we come to know God very intimately.
是借着顺服，我们对神之间有，我们对神有更深、更亲密的认识。
So this we mentioned a couple of times, and the brother John Xu also mentioned that the word know is a very intimate word in the Bible.
我们前面已经提出过，就像我们的那个徐仲飞弟兄所讲的，那个与对神那个亲密的认识那个词是很特别的。
So in order to really grow in the knowledge of the Lord, we have to obey, be obedient to the Lord.
所以我们要在认识主的事上能够长进的话，我们就必须来顺服，来更多的亲密与他相交。
And the third point we mentioned is that to fellowship with God in the light.That is to love your brethren.
第三点，我们在光明中与神相交的第三小点就是我们要爱弟兄。
So in verse 10, he says this, the one who loves his brother abides in the light. There is no cause for stumbling in him.
第四节，爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，并在他并没有半点的缘由。
So as we have fellowship with God in the light that we will love our brother and there's no stumbling block for us.
当我们在光明中与神相交的时候，我们就会爱我们的弟兄，在他，在我们就没有半点的。
See, living in a family is very difficult to harmonize everybody in just a small family that we have.
我们生活在一个很小的家庭里面，也很难的让彼此之间，家庭成员之间能够很和谐。
So let alone in the church, we have many, many families together.
更不用说在教会里边有这么多家庭聚集在一起。
But this love will overcome all the defects, all the shortcomings, all the problems that we have among ourselves.
但是借着这个爱，就使我们能够胜过我们中间各种摩擦、各种冲突。
So this is one of my favorite verses that it says that there is no stumbling, the cause to stumble for him.
所以这节是我最喜欢的经节，就是在他并没有半点的缘由。
So I measure my love to other brown sisters by this verse.
所以我借着这节来衡量弟兄姊妹。
myself.
衡量我自己。
Not to criticize others, but measure myself that if I love my brothers and sisters.
我乃是借着这一节来衡量我自己是不是我在爱弟兄姊妹。
Now, first part we mentioned is that the love of Father.
第四点我 是分享到我们要爱父。
Now, last time, I think I just briefly mentioned it, but this time, we'd like to just compliment a little bit in this session.
上次我只是很简单地提到了这一点，现在我要比较多一点的 来分享这一点。
So it says, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And you know, we live in this world, so how can we not love this world? So that's the challenge for all of us.
我们生活在这个世界里，怎么不会去爱世界呢？对我们所有人来说，这确实是个挑战。
So here, so Christian, we are like walking on the thin ice.
所以作为基督徒，我们好像是在那个薄冰上行走一样。
So I hope that today, everyone, now going off today, that you start to feel like.You're walking on the thin ice.
希望今天各位在座的离开这里的时候，你感觉到你自己是在薄冰上行走。
So 16 says, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
第十六节这样告诉我们，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
So if you summarize.The nature of this world is the flesh, it is the eyes, what we see, what we want through our eyes, and the pride of life.
所以你把这个世界上所有的事情归纳起来，就不外乎就这三样：肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
And yesterday, when we started at monthly Bible fellowship at my house, that we shared this temptation of Lord Jesus.
昨天晚上在我们家里的家庭聚会，我们分享到主耶稣所经历过的试探。
Satan actually tempted the Lord, exactly at these three areas.
撒旦就是用这三个方面来试探我们的主的。
You see that that first he says, if you're son of God, turn the stone into the bread.
第一个试探就是说，如果你是神的儿子，那你就把这个石头变成面包。
Satisfy your flesh. You're hungry now after 40 days without eating any food.
满足你肉体的需要，因为你已经禁食40天了，没有饥饿了。
And then the second thing is that he brought Lord Jesus to the mountain and showed him at once all the glories of all the kingdoms.
第二个试探就是他把主耶稣带到了山顶上，然后一下就把全世界所有的荣耀都显在他主的眼前。
So you see, he tempts Lord Jesus' eyes.
你看见没有？他在试探主耶稣的眼目。
Through Lord Jesus' eyes, he showed all the glories of all the kingdoms throughout the centuries, all together. He showed that glory to the Lord. He said, "This is given to me, and I can give to whoever I wish."
霎时间就把历史历代全世界所有的荣耀都显在主的耶稣的眼里面，然后对他说，这一切都是赐给我了的，我可以想给谁就给谁。
If you worship me, this all will be yours.
如果你敬拜我，我就把这一切都给你。
And the third one is that he took Lord Jesus at the pinnacle of the temple.
第三个试探就是他把主带到殿顶上。
And he said, why don't you jump from there?
为什么你他对主耶稣说你为什么不从上面往下跳
Because God promised that angels will protect you, will hold your feet.
神因为神说神应许说神会保守你扶住你的脚不致跌掉。
So this is all to tempt the Lord.
这就是主所经历的所有的试探。
Pride of life.
那是今生的骄傲。
So we are in all instances that will be tempted as well.
我们也会在每一个方面受到同样的试探。
So let's turn to Genesis. Actually, there's a temptation of first parent Adam and Eve faced.
我们来打开创世纪，我们来看看，这个第一对夫妻亚当夏娃他们所经历的试探。
So it's in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6.
在第三章第六节。
So we know this story, right? Lord Jesus, God actually created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
我们都知道主把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里。
And in chapter 2 verse 9 says, out of the ground Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight, good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
第二章第九节，耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶树。
So Lord says to them, you can eat from all the trees in this garden.
然后神就吩咐他说，你园中各样树的果子你都可以随意吃。
It's all you can eat buffet.
你就像吃那个buffet, 自助餐一样。
All you can eat.
你随便你吃。
But only this tree of knowledge of evil you cannot eat.
但是其中的这个分别善恶树的果子你不能吃。
It's not like you can eat only from this tree and this tree of evil, knowledge of evil you cannot eat. Just like they are starving and then Lord tempted them. That's not the case.
他们并不是当时面临着一个所谓的情况是好像他们都饿了，所以说非得吃那个树上的果子不可。他们不是那样的情形。
So now Satan comes to tempt them.
这个时候撒旦就来试探他们。
So tempted Eve.
试探夏娃。
And then look at the verse 6. How Eve was tempted in the three areas.
我们来看第三章第六节，看看那个女人夏娃是怎样被试探的，在这三个方面。
So when woman saw that tree was good for food.
那个女人看见那树上的果子好做食物。
So that's the flesh. That's satisfy her the flesh.The lust of the flesh. And it was delightful, it was a delight to the eyes.
就是眼目的情欲，悦人的眼目。
The lust of the eyes.
悦人的眼目。
And the tree was desirable to make one wise as God.
那个树上的果子也能够使人有智慧，就如神一样。
That's the pride of life.
这就是今生的骄傲。
See, here we see that Satan tempted us even today with the same temptations.
其实在今天撒旦也是用同样的这三个方面来试探我们。
At work,
在工作,
you may have a promotion.
也许你会被可能有升官的机会。
And you can use these three temptations to see if these are temptations there.
你可以从这个三个方面来检验是不是这个提升是个试探。
Many ways temptation is these three elements.
很多时候我们被试探都可以看到这个三个方面的影子。
Young people start to, you know, find a date,getting married.
年轻人在要想要约会了，想要结婚，那也会同样面临这个事。
So all the temptation we face, we need to look at in this light.
所以我们所面临的所有的试探，我们都必须要在这个光中来看看这些。
The world has systems. For example, these are all good things: education, arts, literatures, medicines. All these great things, the good things in this world.
我们在这个世界上有很多很好的事情，像艺术、教育各个方面这些我们看起来都是很好的。
But Satan used them to tempt us.
但是撒旦利用这一切来试探我们。
So you see, there's a lot of good school systems like Princeton, Harvard, Yale. They all originally created for.The ministers of God.
我们看见这个多好的教育体系普林斯顿、哈佛、耶鲁这些 校约这些学校刚开始的时候是为着神。
But Satan used that, turned it to be the forefront of the force that is against God today.
但是撒旦却充分地利用这一切，用这些转过来来针对神。
All the
反对神。
The YMCA, you see that today, where is the Christ in that name?
你知道那个美国那个 YMCA 吗？这个也是同样的。现在你在 YMCA 里哪里还看到基督啊？
And there are many things, hospitals, schools, originally all created in the name of Christ.
包括医院、学校啊，所有这一切一开始的时候都是在基督的名下被那个建立起来的。
Originally all from these pious Christian God children for the glory of God.
借着一些敬虔的神的儿女们为着神的荣耀而建立起来的。
So we need to be very careful.
所以我们必须要在这些事上小心。
Maybe you want to go to higher education, but now you find yourself don't have time for the Lord.
就是当你去受更高的教育的时候，你突然会发现你竟然没有时间为着主。
You engage a lot of charitable deeds, but later you don't have time for the Lord.
你当然去做各种各样的善慈善事业、慈善的事情，结果你发现你竟然没有时间给神亲近了。
And you feel like this is so necessary to get married.
也许你发现你结婚是非常需要的事，对你来说现在。
And then after you get married, you don't have time for the Lord.
但是当你结婚以后，你发现了你就没时间再给主了。
So here is then what are we going to do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
And Paul gave us a very good advice, very practical advice.
保罗给我们一个非常实用的
It's in the First Corinthians,
跟我非常非常实用的
Chapter 7,
建议在哥林多前书第七章
And in verse 29,
第二十九节
So in the 29, that PaulNow, talk about this, how we live in the world, yeah, how we should conduct ourselves, not falling to temptations.
保罗在这儿乃是告诉我们，我们虽然是活生活在这个世界上，我们怎么样避免自己不要落到试探的里面。
Okay, in the context, they talk about marriage.
当然，在这个上下文是讲到，主要是针对婚姻的。
Yeah, this chapter 7 is all about marriage, but in that marriage, he tells us of this principle.
这七章整个都是讲到婚姻，但是借着这件事情，让我们看见你背后的原则。
But this I say, brethren, the time has been shortened, so that from now on those who have wives should be as though they had none.
弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子。
And those who weep, as though they did not weep.And those who rejoice, as though they did not rejoice. And those who buy, as though they did not possess.
哀哭的要像不哀哭，快乐的要像不快乐，只买的要像无有所得。
And 31 says, And those who use the world, as though they did not make full use for it. For the form of this world is passing away.
用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去了。
So, I think, again, in here, it taught us about Christians need to have a wisdom to really know, how to live a godly life without falling to the temptations. And this temptation all come with, it's not the bad thing, not the immoral things.It's actually good things. It's necessary in our life. But through these things that Satan will tempt God's children.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该求神给我们智慧，让我们知道在世上怎么样过一个敬虔的生活，以至于我们在一些我们看为眼睛看为必须的事上，不要落到撒旦的陷阱试探的里面。
So the one thing thatI read the Watchman Nee's message. That one phrase he mentioned that it actually helped me a lot.
我在读尼弟兄的书的时候，有一小节话，对我来说，对我在这方面的帮助非常大。
He tried to interpret these passages to us.
他想要把这段圣经翻译给我们。
How to make it very practical.
转换那个能够用一个非常实用的那个方法来告诉我们。
Just as imagine all of us is in a terminal illness, cancer.
他说你们可以想象你们每个人都是在最后患了绝症到了最后的时候。
And extremely painful.
非常的痛苦。
So, only opium can ease the pain of terminal cancer patient.
你在这个癌症的最后的阶段只有非常痛苦，只有鸦片可以使你减轻痛苦。
So legally, you can use opium in the last stage of patients. So imagine that you have to take opium to ease your pain. That's absolutely necessary.
也就是说当你患癌症到了可能是最后的最后临终的时候了，也许你确实是合法的，你用鸦片来止痛。
But you should always mindful of the fact that opium can get us into addiction.
但是你这个时候你一定要记住因为鸦片可以使你能够上瘾。
Somehow maybe we got cured.
也许有一天我们突然被治好了。
And we don't want to be the addict to opium.
但是我们不希望能够因此从此对鸦片就上瘾了。
So this is how he interprets these words, and I found it very helpful to me.
这就是弟兄怎么样来解释来翻译这段经文的原意我发现对我帮助非常大。
Again, Satan does not tempt us with the bad things.
再说一遍，撒旦并不是用一些很坏的事情来试探我们。
Commit adultery，
比如说奸淫。
Commit fornication， everybody knows that's a bad thing. Even the non-believers know those are the bad thing.
所有即使那些不信的人都知道这些都是不好的事。坏事。
Satan tried to tempt children of God through these good things, moral things, the noble things.
撒旦试探神的儿女乃是借着一些看起来好的事情高贵的事情善的事情
The necessities of life
必须生活的必须的事情
So we need to be extremely careful
所以我们在这个时候必须要特别的小心
So the way to overcome this is love of Father
要能够胜过这一切的试探的唯一的办法就是要有爱父的心
So if we desire to love the Lord, then we will overcome all these things.
如果我们的心渴慕能够爱主，那么我们就有可能就能够胜过这一切的试探。
So this is I'd like to share this fourth point in the fellowship with God in the light.
这就是我想要分享的第四点，在光明中与父相交。
Other things I'd like to share, but because time constraint, that we have to go on.
虽然我还有很多方面，还有很多的事，我希望能够进一步的更深的分享，但是我们没有时间，所以需要继续往前。
Testimony from brothers and sisters.
还有很多弟兄姊妹在这方面的见证。
So we will move on to the fourth point of this title.
这是刚才这是第三点，我们要开始讲第四点。
第五点。
第五点。
Okay, so now in this the last point of this fellowship in the light.
最后一点我们在讲在这个相交里面。
He tells us that this is last hour.
这里讲到说如今是末时了。
So he said, children, verse 18, it is the last hour, just as you heard that Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know it is the last hour.
第十八节，小子们啊，如今是末时了。你们曾听说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
So Paul also tells us, in Paul's letters also he tells us, to know the time we live in.
所以保罗的书信里面也告诉我们，我们应该明白我们现在所处的时间。
And to be wise, not to be foolish.
能够聪明有智慧，而不是愚拙。
So here it tells us that we are in the last hour, and the Antichrist have already appeared.
他在这里提醒我们，如今已经是末时了，敌基督的已经出来了。So
Christ has just appeared, and then immediately, not soon after, Antichrist is now appeared.
基督才刚刚显出来，没多久的时间，敌基督就又出来，就出来了。You
see, what about now? Even more so.
那么现在呢？那是当时主耶稣的情形，那现在呢？更是如此。And
he wants us to know who they are.
他呢是要告诉我们这些人，这些敌基督是谁。How
to identify them?
怎么样能够分辨他们？
So here, first he says that they went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us, but they went out so that it would have shown, it would be shown that they are not of us.
这里是怎么告诉我们的呢? 他们是从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的，若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明，都不是属我们的。
See, here, first of all, Antichrist used to be Christian.
所以在这里大家看到没有? 敌基督
But this is a very important point.
这点非常重要，对吧?
They are not atheists.
他们不是无神论者。
Atheists, you don't have to worry too much about atheists.
我们不需要去看重那些无神论者。
Antichrist were used to be Christians.
敌基督曾经是基督徒。
They may still bear the name of Christians.
他们一直 还挂着那个基督徒的名字。
There are many sects of Christian.
在基督徒里面有很多的异端。
So a Christian, a brother who was saved from Buddhism, and he, in his mind, Buddhism is antichrist.
比如说一个从佛教里边出来的基督徒，他会认为佛陀是
But actually, it's not.
其实不是的.
Antichrist were Christians.
敌基督者乃是曾经的基督徒.
They used to meet with Christians. They were baptized.
他们和基督徒在一起聚会, 他们也受浸.
They gave the testimony.
他们也见证.
But later, they left.
然后呢, 他们就出去了.
So, John was saying, the reason why they left, because in the very beginning, they are not one of us.
约翰这样说,他们为什么会离开我们呢?其实一开始他就不属于我们。
So Antichrist will come from the nations used to call Christendom.
也就是说,敌基督乃是从称为基督的国家里面出来。
So that's very important.
这是非常重要的一点.
And the second point he says is this 22. Who is a liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also.
第二十二节这样告诉我们，谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认基督、不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的，就没有父；认子的，连父也有了。So
Antichrist denies the Lord as a Christ.
所以说，那个敌基督乃是否定主是基督。And
chapter 4, verse 1, he also said this. He said, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
第四章第一节,他又继续说,亲爱的弟兄啊,一切的灵,你们不可都信,总要试验那灵,是出于神的不是,因为世上所有的假先知已经出来了。By
this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是属于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就是不出，就不是出于神。这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从此听见，你们从前听说他要来，现在已经在世上了。
So here is another way to identify the Antichrist is that to see if they deny the Lord as Christ.
那么还有一个点可以，还有一个点可以，另外一点可以辨明敌基督的呢，就是他认耶稣为基督，基督到神。
They deny that Jesus is the Christ.
他们否定耶稣是基督。
Came in the flesh.
他们否定耶稣基督是道成肉身来的。
So we see that all many doctrines they lead the people away from the true doctrine of the Lord.
我们看到很多这个异端，他们要把人引领偏离真道，否定主。
And then you see that chapter 20, let's take a look at it. John is very, very specific about who Lord Jesus is.
我们再来看看约翰福音第二十章，我们知道主那个约翰很清楚的表明基督是谁。
So he says in the 31, John 20:31, he said, But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.And that believing you may have life in His name.
第二十章第三十一节，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并叫你们信了他，可以从他的名得生命。
So what do you mean by Christ?
基督是什么意思呢？
You know, in Old Testament, only priests, kings, and prophets were anointed. They are called The anointed ones.
在旧约只有那个祭司君王和先知他们是被高的，他们被称为被高者。
And the Christ actually means the anointing one.
而基督的意思呢，就表明说他是受高者。
So what they mean is that he's the one God sent to be the Lord and the Savior.
所以也就是说他是被神差派来作为对主作为救主的。
So that's what Christ means.
这是基督的原意。
So Lord Jesus come, as our Lord and Savior.
所以基督来乃是要做我们的主，做我们的救主。
And he came in the flesh, so he can be a Savior, offer himself as a Lamb of God.
他来道成肉身，把自己献上来做我们的救主。
And he also is a priest who offer their sacrifice.
他也是祭司来把自献上礼物，献上祭物。
So this is very important. Now, how do we know all these things in our heart?
那么我们在心里边怎么样知道这些重要的事呢？
It's not try to figure it out in our head.
这呢不是要借助我们的人的那个头脑去明白的。
Actually, he says, God gives us a far better a way to know who Lord Jesus is.
神乃是给我们更清楚的办法，让我们去知道基督耶稣是谁。
So he says here,
他在这样说
in verse 20, right, in the first John chapter 2, verse 20, that, But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know.
第二十节，你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
I've not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it.
我写信给你们，并不是因为你们不知道真理，正是因为你们知道。
So here it says, sometimes I feel like, well, you said I know it, but I just don't know it. I really need someone to tell me that, what it is. But Apostle John tells very affirmatively that we all know him.
有时候比如你帮我讲什么事情的时候，我突然觉得似是而非的，好像知道又不知道，需要来更明白知道是什么事。但是在这里约翰呢清楚地告诉我们，你们都知道。
I think the reason we got a little bit confused because we don't pay attention to the Holy Spirit.
为什么我们有时候觉得自己好像犯糊涂呢？那是因为我们没有注重这件事。
So if you see that John used the anointing to describe the Holy Spirit.
看到没有？约翰在这里呢是用受膏者来描述圣灵。
膏油。
膏油来描述圣灵。
膏油和受膏者。
高油
，yes，
恩高，
恩
高来描述受高，来描述。
Yes， it's anointing. The reason is this.
这为什么呢
？And because John wanted to tell us, Holy Spirit is so intimately live in us.
为什么会这样呢？因为约翰在这里呢是要想告诉我们，圣灵是如此。在我们的里面和我们很亲密的住在一起。
So you have to compare with that, appreciate that fact. You and I have to compare with the other teachings of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要借着别的那个教导来明白圣灵。
For example, Paul's teaching about the Holy Spirit.
比如说保罗关于圣灵的教导。
So Paul taught us that Holy Spirit has a power of resurrection.
保罗告诉我们，圣灵乃是具有那个复活的大能的人。
And Holy Spirit is a spirit of life.
他是生命的灵。
Holy Spirit intercedes with us.
他也是为我们祷告的灵。
And the Holy Spirit testify with our spirit that we are God's sons.
圣灵乃是与我们同桌见证，我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit is the seal, and the pledge for our inheritance in heaven.
圣灵乃是我们的印记，来使我们在天上有基业的凭据。
He leads us, He guides us.
他引导我们，来带领我们往前。
And He gives us all kinds of gifts.So we can serve
the Lord.
Now compare that Paul's teaching for the Holy Spirit, and then you look at John's teaching about the Holy Spirit.
那么与保罗关于圣灵的教导做个对比呢？我们来看看约翰，使徒约翰又是怎么样来教导圣灵的
？Holy Spirit, when John showed us Holy Spirit. He only focused on one point.
当约翰在描述圣灵的时候，他只是关注一点。
He called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth.
他乃是称圣灵为真理的灵。
He told us about how Holy Spirit sent down from heaven to live with us forever.
他告诉我们圣灵从天赐下来以后永远与我们同住。
So later we can read through some passages that all he tried to tell us about Holy Spirit is that Holy Spirit teaches who the Lord is.
当然我们有很多经文可以在这里分享，但是我们要注重的一点就是圣灵所做的一切事情乃是要把我们引到让我们认识基督是谁。
So he says, the Holy Spirit lives in us forever, and then He will teach us all about Lord Jesus.
他住在我们的里面，永远与我们同在同住，目的呢是要告诉我们谁是基督耶稣。
So He hears from Lord Jesus in heaven, and He will teach us on earth that what Lord Jesus showed us.
他在天上听说了基督耶稣是谁。他要在我们的里面来告诉我们他是谁。
His main focus is that Holy Spirit lives in us in order to teach us who the Lord is in the most intimate way.
他约翰乃是要告诉我们，当圣灵进驻在我们的里面，所要的一切的目的，就是要告诉我们我们的主是谁。
And that's why he want to use this term anointing.
所以这就是为什么他会用这一个词恩膏。
So anointing is the oil put on your skin.
恩膏的意思就是好像一个那个膏油，一个油能够放在我们的涂在我们的那个皮肤上。
So we have five senses, right?
我们都知道我们人有五个知觉，那个五个五觉。
五觉。
五觉是吧？
五种感觉。
五种感觉，对。
Actually, all has an organ, right? Each sense, corresponding to an organ that we have.
每一种知觉的都会和一个器官。
So it's very easy to identify them. The sight through the eyes.
比如说那个视觉。
And the nose for smell.
那个嗅觉，这个鼻子来的，眼睛来的。
Mouth for, or tongue for the taste.
那我们的舌头或者我们的嘴是为了味觉。
Ear for hearing.
我们的耳朵是听觉。
What is missing?
还有一个呢？ Touch. 还有一个就是。
Through what? What is organ for touch? Skin.
就是借着我们的皮肤的那个触觉。
Something applied to skin, you can feel it.
当有东西放在我们的涂在皮肤上的时候，我们就能够感觉到它的。
It will eventually goes to your body.
然后呢，就会渗透进我们的皮肤，进入我们的身体。
So it's most intimate way.
这乃是一个非常最亲密的一个交接触。
That's why he taught Holy Spirit the anointing.
这是为什么他告诉我们，圣灵是那个恩膏。
And that's why he says all of us should know who Lord Jesus is. If you are born again, you have a Holy Spirit lives in you.And once we believe in the Lord, Holy Spirit come to us, live inside of us.
也就是说，我们每一个人，当我们信了耶稣以后，圣灵就进来住在我们的里面，我们就能够就应该知道。
And who the Lord Jesus is?
谁是主耶稣基督
？It's like an immune system in our body.
这就好像我们里面的免疫系统，我们身体的。
It will repel anything that comes not of your own body.
它能够就是把所有从外面进到我们身体的东西都把它给杀死。
And through the teaching of the anointing, that we can immediately sense the danger or that is not Christ.
同样的，借着恩膏在我们里面的教训，使我们立刻就能感受到那些不是出自于基督的。
So here he says in the First John, the passage we just read before, First John chapter 2, he said this. So, 27, As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. You have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, actually it's all things about Christ. Okay, it's not all things about whatever. It is all things actually.About Christ, who He is, and is true, and is not a lie, just as He has taught you, you abide in Him.
所以你看第二十七节哈，第二章约翰一书，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，只有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这里这个凡事，并不是我们所说的一切别的事情，所有的凡事都是关乎。我们的主耶稣基督是谁？这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So in here that we can see whether you are just a believer, maybe yesterday you truly believe in the Lord and get baptized, you have Holy Spirit and you have this knowledge. This knowledge comes from life. Knowledge that comes from Holy Spirit who indwell us at the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以不管你什么时候信主的，哪怕就是你昨天刚刚受浸信主的，这个时候圣灵就已经进到你的里面，住在你的里面，他在里面来教训，来引导你，教育你，教导你，一切的事。
So dear brothers and sisters, we need to start to really learn about Holy Spirit.His work in us.
所以我们需要来学习 能够认识我们里面这个圣灵他的引领他的话。
So Holy Spirit, come to us to fulfill this the most important job, that is to show us who Lord Jesus is, and that is the eternal life.
圣灵你住在我们的里面，乃是要想告诉我们这个基督是谁，引导我们能够认识那个基督，我们的主就是那个永生。
Do you remember Lord Jesus says that what is the in his prayer to Father? He said, "What is eternal life?" He said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you and whom you have sent."
就像主在那个自己给父神的祷告那样的，什么是永生？就是认识那差你来的，就是永生。
你所差来的，
你所差来的就是永生。
So.This is what eternal life is. Forever and ever know Christ and excited about it. I mean, it's just not like, okay, Christ, I know. And not feel excited about it. You have every day, you have eternal life. You should think of Lord Jesus every day and you feel very excited about him. You find something new. So like today's hymn, right? Every day is new.Every day you need the new forgiveness. And let alone, yeah, let's not talk about too high things. Every day, do you need the forgiveness? Do you need the blood of Lord Jesus? Yes. If you truly confess your sins and truly know in your heart you're forgiven, why you don't feel excited?
所以永生是什么？就是主住在我们里面，从此从现在开始，一直永永远远的，我们都意识到他在我们的里面，他赦免我们的罪，他给我们喜乐。我们当想到这些的时候，我们应该时时刻刻就应该非常兴奋、激动、喜乐才行。
If we don't do this, let's think of that John's ministry. He was called to mend the nets. He was called to fill up.The holes the Christianity created as the face of Lord Jesus progresses in the history.
我们都知道约翰，使徒约翰被呼召出来就是要做补网，能够把一些漏洞补起来。
So what is missing as the gospel was spread all over the world at that time, and after half century almost.The Christian make their faith into a religion.
也就是说，当时基督那个福音已经传遍了当时的世界，很多人都信主了。可是还有什么缺乏的呢？在那个时候，这个信仰已经变成一个宗教了。
It was all Christians were trapped in the man-made institutions.
所有那个时候的基督徒已经好像变成了。一个人所造的一个体系的里面。
So when John, if you read John's Gospel, read the 1st John, 2nd John, 3rd John, is that John actually don't care about any of these things.
我们去读约翰福音，约翰一书、二书、三书，我们都知道使徒约翰根本不在乎这些人为的这些宗教。
He never mentioned baptism.
从来没有讲到受洗。
He never mentioned the breaking bread.
没有讲到擘饼。
Because man made them into, it's not that they are not important, but man made them into the outward things.
并不是这些事情不重要，乃是那个时候人为的已经把这些事情变成了一些外表的事。
He never addressed to elders.
他从来没有去想要写信给长老们。
In his revelation, he sent seven letters to seven churches. He addressed to the angel of the church.
他在启示录里面，他在那记录了七封书信，他是书信是针对的收信人是那七个教会的使者
，angels， 天使，
天使就使者，圣经。
Yeah, so evangelicals, when we translate the Bible, we try to say, how can it be an angels? Right? It must be like a messenger. Actually, they are. If a messenger, you can be a human being, close associate of John.Get the letter to the church. I don't think, to me, the angel is angels. In the Revelation, it's full of angels.
所以在那个是七封书信是写给七个教会的天使， 啊，因为很多人把它翻译成，想要把它翻译成死者，死者本身的意思，我们中文确实是死者。死者的意思就好像可以是人呢，但是这儿不是那个意思，就是天使。我们知道启示录到处都是天使。
Because you, if you read his letters and epistle carefully, John is addressing to, he just wanna to bypass all these religious things. He wanna address the core of the matter, the heart of our belief.
你知道，你再仔细去读，你发现到约翰的目的并不是要去要越过人所有的这些一个这些组织形式，乃是要针对到那最核心的地方。
So he will not address that to the elders.
他不是需要去对一些那些长老啊、监督啊什么的。
So John is telling us this secret of this joy that it could be ours.
约翰在哪儿讲到这个喜乐的秘诀可以成为我们每个人的。
We can enjoy this fullness of joy in the fellowship of God.
我们可以在借着与神相交。喜乐充足。
No matter what kind of circumstances, no matter how much hardship you endure now,
不管我们是在什么样的环境的里面，我们正在经历什么样的苦难。
That this joy is ours, and this world cannot take it away.
这个喜乐是属于我们的，这个世界是没法夺去的。
If we know really how to have fellowship with God in the light.
如果我们在光明中与父相交，我们就可以
to know who Lord Jesus is，
知道主耶稣是谁
，not to be deceived，
而不被引诱偏离。
So we can live in truth and have this fellowship with God in His Son。
我们就可以在真理的里面啊，与我们的主有亲密的交通。
So let's bow to have a word of prayer。
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father God, we come to you with thanksgiving.
父啊，我们来到你的面前，充满了感恩。
May you continue to teach us who Lord Jesus is.
愿你能够继续教导我们明白主耶稣是谁。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
So that we can come to the true fellowship with you in the light.
使我们可以能够在光明中与你真实的相交。
So that our joy and your joy will make complete.
使你的喜乐我们的喜乐都充足。
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.